Blog Talk Radio.
Trust in him. Do you trust in the Lord today? Do you trust in Jesus? Where is your faith? Where is your hope? Where is your joy, your praise, your peace? Who are you depending on today? In whom do you believe? Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot manna for your soul, empowering your life and reviving your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, back here with you live. So happy to be back home in the midst of you celebrating our Savior Jesus Christ. And for all of those who have prayed with me, believed with me, supported my family throughout this time of the bereavement of our dad, we say thank you so much. God has a powerful word for you today. For today's teaching, we are in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verses 1 through 8. Again, that is the book of Romans, chapter 14, verses 1 through 8. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly remind you of how you can tune in to Daily Fire with me, and then we'll go straight into the Word. Join me live right here on Blog Talk Radio every Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. You can call in by dialing 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my ministry website, rawsi.org, rawsi.org, on the broadcast page. If you cannot tune in live at 7, you can still ensure that you do not miss any teaching on Daily Fire by following the podcast. That way the teaching will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Eastern. Follow by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. I say again, text the letters DF, that's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222. You only have to text that one time, and you will be following. You'll receive a confirmation text, which includes today's powerful teaching, and then each day, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern, you'll receive the recording. Now, if you were unable to write this down, all of this information, as well as the ability to learn more about me, the ministry, see prior sermons, send your prayer requests and testimonies, and donate to help spread the gospel, is available at rawsi.org, rawsi.org, and you can also donate at Cash App, $RawsiWilliams. R-A-W-S-I Williams, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. All right, let's get into this word. I am in the book of Romans chapter 14, verses 1 through 8, reading from the KJV. Him that is weak in the faith receive ye, but not to doubtful disputations. For one believeth that he may eat all things, another who is weak eateth herbs. Let not him that eateth despise him that eateth not, and let not him which eateth not judge him that eateth, for God hath received him. Who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth. Yea, he shall be holden up, for God is able to make him stand. One man esteemeth one day above another, another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day, regardeth it unto the Lord. And he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. He that eateth, eateth to the Lord, for he giveth God thanks. And he that eateth not, to the Lord he eateth not, and giveth God thanks. Last two verses. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today is a brighter day is coming. A brighter day is coming. Come on and just speak that out loud into the atmosphere wherever you are right now. Say, a brighter day is coming. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we are in such a state of flux or chaos in today's world that we have forgotten who is in ultimate control. I said we are in such a state of chaos, such a state of ongoing and perpetual bitterness and anger, such a state of having disputes every day, every hour, every minute, every second about every little thing. Everything now offends someone. Everything is offensive. Everything requires an argument. Everything requires a dissertation. We have lost the ability to even laugh at harmless jokes. Everything needs the most strict scrutiny. Everything has to be run through the mill 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times before you can speak it. But here in Romans 14, 1 through 8, Paul reminded us, glory, that whatever we do, it ought to be unto the Lord, because the day still belongs to Christ. Life still belongs to Christ. So much so that we should not get so bogged down, glory, in the insecurities and the fallacies and the culture of the world that we no longer know how to believe and trust in Christ. A brighter day is coming. Why? Because whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether you think that Tuesday is a day that's holy, and I think that Wednesday is the holy day, and someone else thinks that Saturday is the Sabbath, and someone else thinks that Sunday is the Sabbath. Whatever day is the Sabbath to you, it's still unto the Lord. Why are we arguing about things that don't require argument? He said here in Romans 14, 1 through 8, one may eat all things. Another person may only eat herbs or may be a vegetarian. Let not the person who thinks that it's okay to eat meat and everything think that he or she is better than the vegetarian, and let not the vegetarian or even the vegan think that somehow he or she is better than the person who eats meat, because he said the person who eats unto the Lord, and the one who eateth not unto the Lord. He said in verse 5, one person esteems one day above another. Another one esteems every day alike. Let not the one who, esteemeth no day to be more important somehow believe he or she is better than the other, because each one is fully persuaded in his or her own mind that they are doing unto the Lord. You see, a brighter day is coming when we can quit allowing ourselves to become so separated by every little thing that somehow places us in a soapbox of our own minds that we're better than the other. I don't care if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you're independent. Each of those are political parties. And neither one makes you any better or any more holy or any more spiritual than the person of the other party, because you can go back through the history of every party and find beliefs, doctrines, and policies that are not in alignment with God. How are you so caught up in your party that you walk around saying, oh, I can't stand those Democrats. Oh, those are heathens. Or, oh, I can't stand Republicans. All of them are racist. Well, who are you, and how have you forgotten who you are in Christ that you are now stereotyping and painting with a broad brush every person the same way that you don't want to be stereotyped? Glory. Based on a political party. That's like saying all blacks are alike, or all whites are alike, or all Hispanics are alike. No, 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 a brighter day is coming, because you will now get yourself into alignment, because it said in verse 8, for whether we live, glory, we live unto the Lord. Our hope is in Christ. Our joy is in Jesus. The Bible tells us in Nehemiah 8, verse 10, that the joy of the Lord, that is our strength. That is how you know a brighter day is coming, because you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You are exuding the joy of the Lord as your strength. And because of that, the joy that is in you sets the tone for the joy in your atmosphere, which changes the atmosphere around you, that sets the barometer for the joy that is in the world, thereby bringing in peace. Thereby ushering in joy, thereby reminding folks of the hope of Christ Jesus that lives in us, so that despite every obstacle, despite every sickness, despite every trial, despite every tribulation, people can still say, my hope is built in Jesus Christ. And because of that, a brighter day is coming. No matter what I see from any political party, our souls still rejoice in Christ that a brighter day is coming. In Psalm 28:7, and then we're about to go into prayer and end with the altar call. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. Do you trust in Jesus today? Then a brighter day ought to be coming in your home. And I am helped. Are you helped by Christ today? Then a brighter day ought to be coming in your life. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. Are you rejoicing in Christ? Then a brighter day ought to be in your atmosphere. A brighter day ought to be in your soul. A brighter day ought to be in your spirit. A brighter day ought to be in your mind. A brighter day ought to be in your finances. A brighter day ought to be see in your words, what you say and what you say and think and how you live your life. A brighter day is coming when you live unto Christ. A brighter day is coming when you hope in Jesus. A brighter day is coming when your faith rests in him. And with my song, it says, will I praise him? A brighter day is coming. Come on and just begin to praise the Lord as we go into prayer. A brighter day. Hallelujah. Not because of who you're going to vote for, but despite who you will vote for, a brighter day is coming. Hallelujah. Come on and just magnify Jesus. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you today because today is the Lord's day and we live unto the Lord. We praise unto the Lord. We get up unto the Lord. We lie down unto the Lord. We seek unto the Lord. We plan unto the Lord. We strategize and we breathe unto the Lord. Ah, hallelujah, God. Our hope is in you, that you are still the ultimate author and creator of our faith, the finisher of our faith. You still hold the whole world in your hand. And because of that, we can say, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the King. Hallelujah to our Savior. Oh, God, you're worthy. A brighter day is coming. A brighter day is here. That brighter day is here right now, and we do magnify you. We trust you, God. Now, Lord, I lift up everyone listening right now. Send them their hope and glory that the brighter day for them is here. Help them to trust in you, to hold on to your unchanging hand, and to believe, Lord God, in you, that no matter what they see, nothing is impossible for you. You are Jehovah God. Glory, the Lord our provider. Now, Father, heal and save, sanctify, deliver, set free, make ways, open doors, do what only you can do in the ultimate powerful way that only you as God can do. It. Let your sovereignty rule and reign. In the name of Jesus, we say amen. Come on and just begin to praise God as we go into the altar call. Just begin to say, my brighter day is here. Say it again, my brighter day is here. Hallelujah. Come on, call yourself by name. Rossi, glory. Your brighter day is here today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who have been walking around in anger, bitterness, for those of you who have been name calling, for those of you who have not been the light you should. Not because you don't have the right to discuss the elections and politics, because you do. As Christians, we should be able to rule and judge the world in every situation against the word, the standard of the word of Christ. But because in doing so, people could not tell the difference between who was the Christian and who was not, because you took it from reasonable and logical discussion and from righteous discussion to name calling, stereotyping, denigrating, painting with a broad brush, doing those things wherein when people left the conversation with you, they were not better in their souls nor empowered in their lives. Hallelujah. Repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I repent, God, of my doubt. I repent of my bitterness. I repent of my anger, my unrighteous anger. I repent of being argumentative about everything in every situation all the time. I repent of my narcissism. I repent of my self-righteousness. I repent of not being a soul winner. I'm not being a light in the conversation, in my home, in my atmosphere. Now, Lord, I confess, glory, that I am backslidden or unsaved. I ask you to come into my life now. Forgive me of my sin. Save me. Renew me Revive me. Rejuvenate my joy. I receive you now as the Christ, the Savior of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Say, I am saved. I am rededicated. Welcome to the family of Christ. Make sure that you're spending time with the Lord every day. That is how you stay saved, including spending your time here with me Monday through Friday on Daily Fire at 7 a.m. Eastern on Blog Talk Radio. Or just go to rossi.org and you can tune in live online. Or even better, follow so you don't miss a teaching by texting the letters DF to phone number 33222. Send your prayer requests, your testimonies, and your donations to me on rossi.org, rawsi.org, or Cash App, $Rossi Williams, and Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. Now, our topic for today is a brighter day is coming. Your task for today is to bring the brighter day into every atmosphere in every conversation by living, speaking, and rejoicing unto the Lord. A change is coming. Your brighter day is here. I'll see you in the morning. Daily Fire. Empowering your life. Refining your soul. Don't end your day. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.